from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Let's face it, you lose that ball game. Nick Gonzalez hurt. You got a banged up Rowdy Tellez. You haven't made trades.
Jack Sawinski gets sent back down to the minor leagues. If you are 3 games out of a playoff spot, and if you lose 3 games for the first time in 2 months, I think Ben Cherington, with all those things I just stated, could have easily said, you know what, screw it, we'll go on to next year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not buying. I'm just going to stand pat. I'm not going to sell, but let's just see if this team can pull itself up from the bootstraps, but I'm not going to pour any resources into this thing. I don't think you can overstate how important that win was yesterday, and my God, it was such an improbable victory.
The way that they came back, and it obviously was a low-scoring game, and then, you know, Mitch Keller gets pulled at one point in the game, and I'm like, all right, what are they going to do? Then everything from that point on was very odd. Things that we could have never predicted, things that we never thought was capable of Derek Shelton to even do. I mean, you put Bednar in.
In the eighth,
right?
Hell of a move.
Then you put Chapman in, and then you put Holderman in, obviously, to close it out, and that was just, you're holding your breath the whole time. But, you know, to go through everything, Grandal having to go to first, Joey Bart pinch hitting, Tellez pinch hitting, Triolo going to right field, and that all panning out. That was the first game, at least this year, maybe even last year, maybe in his career, that Derek Shelton managed his you-know-what off. I will give him that credit. And it panned out. Because if it didn't pan out, we'd be sitting there like, what the hell are we doing?
This is so lame, but this is so me. I had an outfit picked out for today's show. And then I changed it because of the outcome of that game. I thought today's a good day for the Skeens jersey. Obviously, Skeens is on the bump. I wasn't going to wear it if they lost 3 straight and they hadn't made a trade. I was pissed. Everyone was pissed. It looked like they were going to lose that game. And probably nothing happens at the deadline. Honestly, you don't want to let one game affect everything. But I think one game could have affected everything. I was going to walk up in here with a shirt on with a pocket and my Dub V hat. It's all right, Steeler season. It's football season.
Yep.
We're moving on. They're going to move on. Thanks, Pirates, for getting us through. And you're right, man. Derek Shelton managed his backside off. And, of course, Triolo makes the diving catch. And then there's a double that turns into a triple because he misplaced the ball in right field because, of course, the ball is going to find him.
Right.
The ball seemed to find Grandal a couple of times, too. He made a couple of very nice plays. And you got to give credit to Mitch Keller, too.
Yes.
Mitch Keller needed to be the stopper, and Mitch Keller was the stopper. The Pirates seem to win games. They're 12 games over 500 when Mitch Keller and Paul Skeens start, and they are significantly under 500 when anybody else starts. That's why you got to get this team help.
Mm-hmm.
You absolutely have to get this team help. But in all that nutso stuff that happened at the end of the game, I don't want to forget to mention that Mitch Keller was really, really good.
Very good.
And you needed him to be. I don't think it's a stretch to say that that was the most important win of the season. It was the most improbable win of the season, the way the game was going. And if it didn't happen, I shudder the thought of what would be going on today. So you can give us a text brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. Now, all of Pirates Nation turns their eyes to Ben Cherington. And Ben Cherington said this on his radio show yesterday.
Every year at this time of year, you have to be clear about what your prices are. You have to be clear about what makes sense, what's the value you're willing to give up for certain things. And you have to be comfortable saying no, and have to be comfortable that the possible outcome of saying no is not getting to a deal.
How's that make you feel when you hear that from Ben Cherington?
Well, it makes me feel that he feels that he has the upper hand, and not in a good sense, because you have to be comfortable saying no, but saying no to who? Like, saying no to what? Like, why do you dictate saying no? Like, I I'm going to talk out of both sides right now, because he needs to be able to dictate. He needs to be able to be aggressive. He needs to be able to tell teams what he wants. But if there's something that's on the table that's very significant, how can you sit there and turn it down whenever you know you need to add, whenever you're in crunch time and things are moving so fast and guys are flying off the board? Like, I don't know if you have time to say no. You have to make the right deal. And if it was the right deal and you didn't feel like it was right, but if it was for a significant player, how can you say no to that? Now, I'm getting like detailed with that, but you have to be able to do both sides. You have to be able to dictate, but also understand we need something.
Yes.
And we need to act in a fast manner to get this done, because there is only one day-ish until this is all over.
Yes.
You have to move.
The Padres have been hot. The Mets, they lost their last two. They were super stinking hot. You got to act.
Yes.
You got to act. And to your point, does Cherington think that you're going to get players in here without having to give something up? You're going to have to make it worth the other team's while. You're going to have to part with something that you probably don't want to have to part with. That's how this works. You're going to have a prospect that I'm sure you really like. I'm sure he's in love with a lot of his prospects. He brought them in.
Yes.
But you're going to have to get rid of one of those guys, or multiple of those guys, if you're going to bring in a player that can help this year's team. And how many of the players that have been dealt so far, the Jazz Chisholms of the world, the Isak Paredes of the world, the Randy Arozarenas of the world, are not just 2024 solutions, but also 2025 and beyond solutions. Brent Rooker, we've really wanted to see in a Pirates uniform for a long time. You would have him for 3.5 years. It's not like you're mortgaging any portion of the future for rental players.
Right.
How many rentals that aren't relievers have we seen get dealt so far? None that I had linked to the Pirates. None that Jim Bowden had linked to the Pirates, or Rosenthal, or any of these insiders. Jeff Passan. Nobody that we thought the Pirates were in on that was a rental has been moved.
Mm-mm.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view
of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
So, you'd be giving up a prospect or prospects to have players under team control. So even if you're not that big of a believer in this year's team, and maybe Ben Cherington really is not that big of a believer in this year's team, you're going to need to make additions before next year starts. So why wouldn't you try to do it now? And I'm wondering, I think we have to kind of walk a tightrope today in how much we want to crush Ben Cherington and also understand that the deadline is not until tomorrow afternoon.
Right. Like, I'm a proponent of waiting until the last minute before I assess everything. But there's only one word that comes to mind whenever we're sitting here at 6:10 a.m. and we know that every minute that goes by is a minute that the Pirates are losing out, is sacrifice. Like, that's the job. You got to sacrifice to get. You have to, or you're not going to get. And I'm, like I said, like, and you're right, we got to toe the line and we got to make sure that we have everything aligned, that, you know, what could possibly happen or what can't happen or what won't happen. But at the same time, how many guys are left?
That's where I am too. To where I'm going to wait before I totally go scorched earth on the guy.
Yeah.
But Jazz friggin' Chisholm would have looked really good in a Pirates uniform. And the package the Yankees gave up to get him, the Pirates absolutely could have made that trade.
Yes.
Seattle has been super aggressive. They're very similar to the Pirates. I look at them kind of as the AL Pirates. Can't hit, and they pitch outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
They go out and they get Randy Arozarena, who has really been hot of late.
They were the first team to do it, too.
Yep. And someone had to be first.
They went and act.
Yes.
They acted.
We talked about that on Wednesday last week. Someone's got to make the first trade.
Yep.
It's okay if it's you, Ben Cherington. So that's where I am on all this. I would have liked Randy Arozarena, who's got an OPS over 1,000 in the playoffs. You don't think a guy like that helps out? I would have loved Jazz Chisholm. I would have loved the guy that Washington wound up trading. And there's a lot of guys that I feel like the Pirates had the prospect depth to be able to get and not have to give up your biggest prospects, and they didn't. So I'm mad about those things while understanding that there's still time to act. But Ben, you better freaking act. Because if you don't, this radio station is going to destroy you on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be well within our rights to do so because you are two games out of a playoff spot. You got 50-some games to go, and you are two games out of a playoff spot. It is a sprint, and you got as good of a chance as anybody if you make moves. The Cubs made a move. Milwaukee's making moves. Seattle makes moves. The Phillies make moves. The Orioles make moves. The Yankees make moves. All these teams who think they got the shot are making moves. Your turn. Do it, or we're going scorched earth.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.